Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Finally on the program tonight, markets and company news. David Shapiro, Chief Global Equity Strategist at Sasfin Wealth, is with us. David, how are we starting the week? I see platinum shares a little bit higher in afternoon trade and gold counters down marginally.
Gold down on the dollar. I think that Trump dithering about tariffs. So I think it's taken gold down. There isn't that urgency to buy it. Platinum slightly better, I think, on the Anglo's announcements, which I'm sure we're Anglo Platts announcements, which we'll discuss. But Jeremy, the positive one and one that we didn't really see has been on the Chinese tech stocks. And that's played through, you know, both Alibaba and Tencent. Certainly Tencent, which is very important for us, has played through to big gains in NASPERS and process. So that's been the positive side of our market. But as you mentioned, gold been down. And the other side that's a bit concerning ahead of the budget is that we've seen financials, particularly banks, under a bit of pressure, as well as retailers. Mm-hmm. So if I look in front of me, it's a bit of, when I say a bit of red, a lot of red around.
Let's get to the budget towards the end of this conversation, David. But even though gold counters feeling a little bit of pressure, bullion continues its charge. It's back above $2,900.
That's interesting. I don't know why gold shares would have fallen with that happening. Maybe there are concerns. But as long as there's uncertainty, and even though Trump might be dithering, I still think there's a huge amount of uncertainty in global markets about where this all goes. And I think generally business people around the world are not taking any action, simply uncertain of where we're going to be. And so I think gold, yes, I still think there's a lot of momentum behind it.
And talking about that uncertainty, also playing into the rand today, David, 18.44 against the dollar, trading in a range 18.32 to 18.46, down about 0.6%.
That's not too bad. I think considering where we've come from, it seems to be stabilizing. And Jeremy, I think what is happening is that this whole tariff story is without, with uncertainty around it. Some of the treasury yields in the U.S. have come off a bit, I think, which has kind of weakened the dollar. But once more, I'm saying you can't make any long-term decisions because you have absolutely no idea what Mr. Trump is going to do tomorrow or what's going to happen. So there still remains a lot of, I can't think of another word for uncertainty, just worries about where we are, where we'll be. Not only tomorrow, but down the line.
Talking about uncertainty, here's a little bit more certainty, David. Statement out from Anglo American Platinum today saying, and I quote the chief executive, "We are on a clear timeline towards demerging Anglo American Platinum. There's a June timeline, and there will be a 19.9, call it 20% retention of shareholding in Anglo American Platinum for now."
Yeah, that's we've known this has been happening, but if you're a little sentimental, this is the Anglo-American that we knew growing up here in South Africa. Mm. Is slowly moving out of South Africa, focusing on on other interests and shrinking, to be honest, or repositioning itself. You look, Anglo-Platts, I think we've been expecting this. There hasn't been a huge reaction in the market, but what this does mean is that by June, Anglo-Platts will be on its own, as we saw many years ago with Anglo Gold. So I've just been going through the transaction. Anglo-Platts is, even though the results were down, which it announced today, it's not unexpected. There have been plenty of warnings ahead, and we know that the platinum market or platinum producers have been under pressure. But if you go through their balance sheet, they're in good position. They're solid. There's no stress, even though they're paying out a big dividend, a massive, almost over $16 billion in dividends, a lot of which is going to go up to Anglo American. Their balance sheet is still, it can hold it. It can handle this quite easily, and it's still in a very strong financial position.
What about the BHP bid? Has that been seen off completely?
I think so. I think for the meantime, it might come around, but I think BHP themselves have withdrawn and are looking elsewhere. Although, to be fair, they need those copper assets. That's what they're after. I don't know where they're going to find anything else and what they're going to focus on, but I think that remains the attraction for Anglo-American. Who knows? You know, in a reduced kind of form, they might come. But I think they're going to wait for De Beers, for Anglos to get rid of De Beers before they start any kind of negotiation or think about negotiations.
What would a secondary listing do for Amplat shares?
Not much. You mean here or in London? London?
In London.
Well, it does allow people to look at it. You know, listen, secondary makes no difference. It just means, you can certainly trade on the share. We've had many, Anglos here is a secondary listing. So I don't think it makes, it just gives more marketability. It's fine. It's just part of trading. So you can trade in London in Anglo-Platts.
David, you played the nostalgia card a little earlier about Anglo-American and its longevity in South Africa. But interesting to see that there's now a slow changing of the guard within South Africa's mining sector in terms of leadership. The latest to go is the very well-known Neil Froneman, who is the chief executive officer of Sibanye.
Yes. Look, I'm a big favorite of Neil. I'm not an investor in Sibanye, but I always enjoy his outbursts and his very blunt.
We love a good outburst, don't we?
Yeah. he's very blunt about South African mining sector and that. But Jeremy, I looked at it and I followed him for a long time since 2013 when he formed Sibanye out of the three gold mines, I think, from Goldfields. But to be honest, I think since that date, I don't think he made a lot of money. You've been up and down and all over the place. But, the share price now where it is under a huge pressure. It's fallen dramatically over the last few years. And it's been a tough industry. He's never one to shirk away or to, not look at a deal. But debt is high. Commodity prices are low. Costs are up. So I suppose he's had enough. But I'm going to miss him. I'm going to miss his, his comments.
David, I see that Afrimat is, they've made an announcement that their earnings are going to be lower. And who'd want to be in the cement business at the moment?
Eh? I know. It's been a super company. I mean, ever since it listed in the in the building boom, 15, 20 odd years ago. But, and they've done very well out of aggregates, but they've expanded into mining, as you say. Lafarge has been their most recent acquisition. But Jeremy, that's what brings it down. There's been no expansion into mining. We're in a low growth economy. There hasn't been investment in the mining industry, and that's where they focus. So unfortunately, it's been a little bit of it's been pretty difficult for them the last couple of years. But don't take anything away from the management, good management in a difficult times, difficult area.
And the market likes the share. It's up 0.2% today. So what, 62 rand 25?
It's a big favorite in the market simply because of their track record and, very open management. It's well liked management. So we've got to wait for conditions to improve, to start building bridges and roads and everything like that, because that's where their focus is.
David, I'll need a quick one because I'm getting the eyeball here from Eddie, my audio engineer, who keeps an eye on time. But budget week, we did mention on Wednesday. What's worrying the market?
I don't think there's anything worrying the market. I don't think there's much that's going to come out of it. We don't want any surprises from the finance minister. Things are tough already. So what we will be eyeing, if one thing worrying is about the debt, will that increase and have they got that under control? And are they sticking to their promises of stabilizing government debt? That will be the big issue.
David Shapiro, thank you very much indeed from Sasfin Wealth. Appreciate your time today.
Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.